Hey, yo, this is Method Man right here, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
That or not? Owie. It was so tasty. So tasty. You know, they can't hear you when you just talk into the room without microphone in front of your face. He doesn't want a microphone, so I'll convey what he's saying to the people at home. Hi. So, me, J.J. Stoney, 360 on 420 again. Being a professional, because, you know, the Red Show has, you have troubles. If you've done internet radio, you just have troubles. You're going to have nights where you show up and everything works. You're going to have nights where you show up and you got a good groove going and the internet takes a shit. And then there's no recovering. Like, sometimes if you have a full house and everybody can just reset and start over, you're good to go. But then there's other times. No. I'm done. That's just what you do. So, yeah, no judge tonight. I don't know if he's going to be late or what. No doors. I have not called or heard from. Punchy said he might make it. I have Bubba in-house with no microphone playing on a phone. Fuck y'all. And he says, fuck y'all. So I'm going to attempt to do a nice little show and entertain all the nice people out there.
I'm not a fucking nice person.
Well, you don't have to be a nice person, but you're still talking to the microphone. Let's see if Nodor's answer. No, everyone's internet's taking a shit. It's fucking ISIS and Ebola. That's what's going on. I'm also glad to know my internet isn't the only one taking a shit. No, mine's sitting over there being a cunt. I don't know. My internet's been pretty decent compared to what it used to be. My internet's named by a Negro, Chantel. She works sometimes. When she does, she's all right. You know, she's like that good house, you know, what do they call them, house ends? I'm trying not to say the word because I have to be all professional. See, you need the microphone to say it into it.
House niggers.
There you go. That's the word. Because I can't say it anymore. Because I'm trying to be professional
click,
now.
So like that.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's like that.
Yeah. Or I can do it over here and be like a little fader thingy I could do. Chrome is full of AIDS tonight. A lovely chat room going on as we speak. On 360 on 420. I'm trying to be more professional because I need money. So I need money means I have to go back into the workforce. And I think I'm doing a decent job. I had an interview earlier in the week. And let's put it this way. I was a little out of my league for that particular job position. Walk in the door and they got... I don't know if you guys have ever messed with automated shit, but it's a Crestron controller sitting in the middle of, well, it's kind of the middle of the room, but, you know, there's a box that runs it, and then there's, like, a little fucking box that just pops a TV up. And he was like, make that move. So that was the first part of the fucking interview. I'm like, okay, I haven't done this in 6 or 7 years. I kind of remember how to do this. And it's pretty fucking simple. You know, fucking point, click, tell it to do this. And it does it. So I got it to move. Then he moved on. He's like, all right, I'm going to start asking you questions. Now, I'm not going to say the name of this place, but let's just put it this way. They're reputable. And they started asking me questions, dumbass questions. I thought they were dumbass questions, at least for that magnitude of a interview. But, like, who was your best manager? Who's your worst manager? And I just looked at him and I said, dude, I've worked in pizza. Like, you work in pizza, you're going to work with the worst managers on the planet. Because they're usually high school kids who think they know everything. Which is no different than a college kid that knows everything. I mean, kids know everything. That's the way it works. But, so I don't think I bombed the first interview. I don't think I fit in, man. Because, like, I'm a large, fat guy with a beard. Well, a goatee, because I had to shave the beard. I shaved, got all fucking interviewed up and shit. I should have took a picture, but I'll do it for the other one here soon. Anyways, so I'm in there. I'm answering questions, and they're firing away, and I'm sitting there looking at them. And I could tell, like, all right, I didn't have a laptop, but everyone else in the room had a laptop. And I could tell that there was a conversation going on. And I don't know if it was a joke, but one of them asked me something about, do I know this protocol versus this protocol? And I knew the one. But I didn't know the other. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. You know, stuff's new every day. So I can't. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know something. Because I know that's even worse than trying to guess at it. Because then you look more dumb. Which I don't know if that's possible. But dumber is always an option. I'm going to light a cigarette. Hold on. So I'm sitting here answering questions. And they asked me that question. It bugs me the whole interview, so I drive home, and I fucking look it up, and it had something to do with Obama's health care. And I don't know if that was a joke, because they're pretty well known that they lean a certain way. Let me just put it that way. So I was expecting a certain reaction out of them, and I definitely got it. Now, I will say this. I'm feeling a little disrespected that if you're not going to give me the job, you need to contact me and tell me so. Don't tell me, oh, you'll contact me in a couple of days and then send me a fucking letter 3 months later. Like, that's what I think's coming. But, exactly. Maul says, and this is why you don't put your real name online when you're a performer. Can you imagine if you put your name on Twitter and they found this show, JJ? Now, here's the problem. What this job would have entailed would have been handling the streaming for a certain place and, you know, and basically monitoring that and doing automation and fixing different AV stuff and setting up conferences. It was going to be a decent media job. So I put it down and they still called, like, after going through my resume and my application and everything, they still called and I put More Like Radio down. So I don't look at this as a bad thing, because I could sit there and say, look, I'm a board op for a late night show. There's, you know, there's certain views done, but that's where they're done. You know, if you want to listen, I don't care. If you want to judge me off of that, that's even better. I'd rather you, you know, look at it as a technical skill and, you know, experience in what I'm doing versus going, I don't want you to find that. You know, are they going to like my views? Probably not, but they still called knowing about it, because I'd rather tell them about it. I think that's a big reason why they called. But yes, I've been unemployed, but I do have a strong resume, because I've done some cool shit in my life. I just, the last couple years, haven't been so fucking kind to me. But I have learned that I do have a strong resume, because I got another call. And this one, I'm actually I'm a little bit more excited about. I'm not going to give details, of course, but it's a little bit more into what I could actually understand and do versus having to learn entire new sets of shit. You know, I already know how to run a board. I already know how to run a camera. I know how to set up an offsite shoot or a two-shot. whatever lingo. That was a terrible hockey fight. I don't know if you guys are watching hockey, but that was fucking terrible. Those two dinkuses just dunked a guy on the fucking ground, and that was all that happened. I don't know. But so it's an adventure of me trying to get a fucking job. Which I thought that, you know, the gaps in space of my unemployment, but that apparently doesn't matter anymore because apparently everyone that applies has the same thing. So I know I'm set up to probably as long as I get, if I get this second interview, I know I'm in because I already know people there. And yeah, so stay tuned because I'm pretty sure two times a week and at 11 o'clock is not going to happen. So it's very possible that this show might be back down to one a week and probably on a weekend. I need to get with Punchy and see if he wants to come off of a Saturday night at 11 is what I want to look at. Because this is not going to be, this is going to be my fucking 9 to 5 every day of the week except for the weekends. So I can pretty much say I get this job Wednesdays and Sundays are done. I know it's probably going to piss people off, but you know what? That's what the fuck's going to happen. Been doing this 3 years. Yeah. 3 years. A little over 3 years. And we've done 2 a week. Time to sit back. And we're not going anywhere. At least I don't know. The move to Wednesday has been kind of shitty. Like, not, I love being after the red because we get nice spillage, but everyone else's schedule doesn't fucking line up, so I end up just sitting here for an hour by myself. And I'm a radio professional. I can handle anything. Yeah, I can handle Bubba sitting here smelling like a foot playing on a phone. You sure. Do. You have it. Let me. All right. Let me stop everything. Stop the job talk. All right. Bubba is kind of, you know, he's staying with me. And I've learned that Bubba has this odor. And it kind of smells like a moldy foot. It's about. And it's
work shoes.
I know.
What those are.
Oh, no. Not at this new job. Work? No, sir. I work in audio. I don't have to fucking work. Move camera. Zoom in, zoom out. Yay. That's the kind of job I like. But, no, I've been there and done work shoes. 137 hours a week, fucking convention inside of a Florida 130 degree building. But he has this fun smell that is just always there. He has it right now. If you take a big a waft, is the word that I'm using, a waft. Right now, it kind of smells like a moldy foot. I mean, I'm just being honest. Yeah, my buddies back in high school used to be like, "You smell like a hot dog." Be like, "Well, you look like a faggot, so we're good." Oh my god. Taking over Tampa. You know, I honestly thought, you know, Florida was an option. Florida could be an option because I still know people down there, and you know, obviously Royce and Marie and all them. But I'm saying I knew people because I lived there for 2 years. Yeah, I don't know. It's been an interesting motherfucking week, let me put it that way. I've learned that people are cunts. That they always will be. They always are. That'll never change. And I can apply to this. I can apply this to so many different situations from this week. I'm not going to get into specifics or anything. I've just learned that cunts will be cunts. And they're even cuntier.
I'm going to put you in jail.
Yeah, they're even cuntier in courtrooms. Like,
fucking put you in jail.
See, he's take off mic over there like, "I'm fucking drunk. I'm going to talk about my shit." Yeah. They'll take all that shit.
Shit on you and put your shit out in the yard to get rained on and ruined.
That's kind of hard.
And they don't give a fuck.
No. He's going through a diatribe of his week. I'm keeping it off, as his lawyer, I'm keeping it off air. Just know that cunts are cunts. And, I don't know, man. I kind of had a shitty beginning of the week, and it's kind of gotten a little better through the week. So, I don't know. How's y'all's motherfucking days? Chat room? Good Lord. Hammy, Halls. I see Halls there. Hi. Whoever Spencer is, what's going on, man? Hammy. I got to thank Hammy. Hammy sent me a fantastic hard drive, and I don't even know how to repay you. I'll figure out some way. I think the karmic blowjob is in effect. I'm not going to be giving you one, but... All right. Have you ever heard of Western Echo? Now, you might want to get... I want your reaction to this. All right. This line right here. Western Echo. Just when I thought you couldn't get any more redneck, you get a roomie named Bubba who smells.
Yeah.
And steals beer.
I stole one beer. And you know what?
You want to talk about
this
that?
This is my sister and my brother-in-law's house, and I take beer out their fucking fridge if I want to. Unless they have a problem with it, which obviously they didn't.
He did ask. I said, I don't give a fuck, it's his beer. Truth be told.
That's the truth.
But, yeah, Western Echo is usually good for a
while. Where's Western Echo from?
Well, Russia.
Well, I'm sure everybody's smelly over there.
Well, I mean, you would think. Being pig farmers and shit.
Stinky ass nasty vodka they drink and shit.
Yeah. Well, see, he'll argue with you and say he's from Ukraine, but that's pretty much Russia.
I mean, what the fuck?
It's just a couple of miles. Yeah, there's no difference. They butt up against each other.
They're all communists, aren't they?
You can say that on air. We're not Nazis.
I mean, they're all communists, aren't they?
Oh, shit. But, yeah, Western Echo is a Russian. He's a nice dude. I like him. He's all right. And I got to thank Bitch. Bitch helped me out a lot this week. Again, people, I'll fucking figure out a way. You know, one of those, hey, man, when I break it, I'm not going to fucking forget nobody. Nobody, goddamn it. But, you know, that I don't sit here and wait for that day to happen. That is some really good fucking weed, goddamn it. I'm so mad that it's gone. That's probably the one thing you'd be like, oh my god, he smokes weed. Yeah. That I do. I'm not an alcoholic, I'll say that. But it wasn't all fucking bullshit. I did get to go see a decent fucking show. Oh my god. You missed it because you was fucking a whore. But you missed a fucking
metal. Sexy motherfucking whore.
Well, that's, you know, debatable, but...
She was a bad bitch, and she's the one that's been blowing your phone up.
Yeah.
I fucking...
Yeah, you gave him our fucking number.
I know.
And then I fucking answer the phone. I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about. Who?
It's Steven, yeah.
She's psychotic. She
I
really
don't
hot.
Fucking doubt it.
Had really tight vagina.
I've always lived under the adage that... The better they look, the crazier they are. But I got to go see Mushroom Head and Avatar, which if you haven't, if you have not heard of Avatar, you definitely need to check them out. Here, fuck this. I'll pull it up. I'm going to learn you something in the audio. Oops. It auto-played some bullshit. Avatar. Man, how about that? You can are you gonna tell it as a country song? Alright, there you go. You ain't got no headphones on. I bet you're thinking that's a redneck song if I've ever heard one. You wouldn't because you're not listening. But, like, let me drop this bit in. They're from Gothenburg, Sweden. So they're Swedish. All right. And the lead singer looks kind of like Marilyn Manson had sex with Alice Cooper and shat him. So he's one of them, whoever the bitch was, that's debatable. I like Cooper, but he was kind of bitchy when he started playing golf. Let's be honest. I still love Cooper. You know, I love Alice Cooper, but, you know. Anyways, he was a mixture of Cooper and Manson. More. Feel sad and pain. The night is brighter. Stay. The shit is going straight out of your mind. You start to feel afraid. It's the price you pay to get the thrill you need. So now you hear the Manson. Saying, where's the Cooper? It's coming. I'm stopping every 30 seconds, so I don't have to cut this out. So I'm a lazy sumbitch. Again, decent song, man. I dug it. They were good fucking live. But, they were the, well, we missed the first band because, man, we're in town. So it was like, you know, let's just smoke a bunch of weed and go. But, so we went and saw Avatar. I thought they were good. Western Ego saying he's heard mixed things from people who saw them live. They were good. Like, the dude was a little corny, but it was that kind of, like, stage presence corny where I can deal with it. And then fucking Mushroom Head. All right, if you've never seen Mushroom Head, you need to solve this problem. Because Mushroom Head puts on a show that will rival Slipknot. And I've seen Slipknot probably 5-6 times. I've seen Mushroom Head about 4. I dig Mushroom Head's show a little bit more. And it's the same setup. It's pretty much the same band almost. Because you have your sampler and your two drummers that do drum tricks and shit, and but when you go see a band like Slipknot, you know, they're a little bit more artsy fartsy, and then you get a band like Mushroom Head where they'll just fucking make a bunch of badass masks, make them fucking glow in the dark, and then fucking beat on Blue Man Group drums. So, and I mean, it was kind of interesting because they have three singers now. The original dude that left after so many years, he left and came back. And the guy that they replaced, they didn't kick him out because it did so well. But if you don't know Mushroom Head's story, it's pretty much Jeffrey Nothing. And I think that's the only original. Might be Stitch, the sampler dude. Like, there's only, like, two original members left. The rest of them are all, I wouldn't say scabs, but, you know, they're all, like, traveling musicians that they've just picked up along the way. But they're all really fucking talented. But I enjoyed the Mushroom Head show, man. Because they played a decent set list with stuff I actually knew. But Mushroom Head's good. Go see Mushroom Head, especially that tour. I don't care what you say about Avatar. They were all right. So, yeah, I actually got to see a concert. That wasn't bad. I got to see a bunch of drunk people. That's always amazing. Minnie got humped by the guitarist. They were mid-song, and the guitarist came out into the crowd. And this is no bullshit. I've seen this with my eyes. While he's playing, humps her from behind. No bullshit. No pictures because it's blurry as fuck, but anyways. No Doris was not too thrilled, but what are you going to do? You know, when the lead guitarist wants to fuck your woman, you kind of, you know, let it go as far as makes you comfortable. You know, when he starts pulling his dick out and her panties down, then you have a problem. But, you know, a little humpage and some grindage ain't bad. What are your thoughts on that? If a member of Mushroom Head was humping your woman in front of you, clothed, would you have a problem with that?
I'd smack the shit out of her if she didn't hump him back.
There you go. F- Fair enough. But no, Mushroomhead's a good show. What else? What else did I do? I think I finally fucking cut Destiny out of my life. Because it's very boring to me at this point. Every time that I play it, I feel like I've done it already, because I have about 20 times. And, yeah. I did find it funny that their DLC is accessible, or at least the areas that it's at. You can go jump in the future DLC already. There's no enemies or anything to do there, but you can go look at it. It's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of shitty. Game's going to put out with the area there, but lock it down till December. And oh yeah, we're going to patch out all the cool things. And then when you find something cool, we're going to patch that and make that fucked up. And then we're going to turn around and nerf all your weapons that are decent and make the ones that you hate better. And then Destiny can eat a bag of dicks. Have I said that before? I don't think I ever have. I don't know. Good Lord. I started early and now I'm petering out at fucking 17 minutes in. But yeah, it's been an interesting week at the Stoner household. I really don't know what the future's holding right now, because I'm sitting here trying to get a job and get an income going. And I still definitely want to continue to do this because it's fun. Regardless if no one shows up, I'll still jump on here and fuck off for a little bit. And then I will, you know, claim server problems and cut the feed. Maybe. I don't know. That wouldn't be very professional, but what are you looking for? You are shit fucking out of luck. Good luck on that. I'm not hearing the, what would you call it? The mouth. What are you doing? Why are you unplugging the headphones? How about you take your drunk ass and sit down? And then you're going to go over there and fuck with some shit over there and cut the TV off. Watch. Or you're going to cut the Xbox off. You're going to fuck something up. I've learned that alcoholics, all they do is fuck shit up. They fuck shit up, though. Like, that's what happens. Blah, blah, blah. But, nah, man. Good times. Good times. Hockey season has started. Yeah, talk to me when playoffs have started, because when, I don't really care until the playoffs start. And then you could play your 120 some fucking games, and let me know when it matters. I might watch the outside fucking Christmas Day game, maybe. I don't know, but I know that I don't give a fuck. At this early stage in the season, I don't need to watch every game. I'm not one of those nuts. I'm not going to trash your team either. Fuck the Rangers. Or the Devils. Or the Flyers. Or the Caps. Or the Penguins. I currently have the San Jose and LA game. I did. Western Angle says, did you watch your lifelong favorite team play RGay 3? I did. I actually thoroughly enjoyed that. He didn't play RGay 3. We played Kirk Cousins, the interception throwing machine that he is. I still watch Redskins games just to watch them fuck up, because I know it's coming. It's like watching a NASCAR race that you know Jeff Gordon or Jimmy Johnson's going to wreck. You just kind of get giddy because you know it's coming. And you're like, oh, there's that fucking, you know, 77 yards, pick six. There's that fucking fumble for fucking 38 yards. And then a nice little 12-yard walk-in. I know Russell Wilson chewed the fuck out of them. I mean, just beat the dog shit out of them. But I am a Seahawks fan. Fuck the Redskins. Fuck the Colts. Fuck the Ravens. Fuck the Giants. Fuck the Cowboys. Importantly, fuck the Cowboys. In fact, you know, if you have a favorite team, I probably hate them. It's nothing personal. It's just I'm a Seahawks fan. And I don't know why it's so hard for you guys to understand this, that you can switch teams and stop liking something. It's like an ex-girlfriend. You just have to say no. You say, look, I know the vagina's good. You just got to say no. Hall's 12th man, JJ. Exactly. White Ash Brent. Kirk had zero interceptions against the Seahawks, just saying. But here's the problem. Scoreboard. He might not have had interceptions like the six that he had the week before. And losing to the, I guess it was the Giants. I can't. They all fucking run together. The only team they've beaten is Jacksonville. And let's be honest, man. That's like a taco week. If you've watched the league, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know. Fucking football. I enjoy college football way more than I enjoy NFL football. Just because I don't know who half of these fucking kids are. And they usually are decent games. I mean, like, the top six, like, half of them motherfuckers lost this weekend. And I like anarchy. I don't like this playing the same teams two times a year, and you know that's boring. Let's get some different teams in, play some different schools. You know, fucking get some good shit going on. You know, fuck these divisions. It's like hockey. I don't fucking get that either. And all the baseball shit. Fuck baseball. I cannot stand baseball. I get it. Oh, it's the playoffs. But I like it when it's the playoffs. Fucking Derek Jeter. Stop it. No one cares. Your sport's about to be over for the year. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's boring. Talk to me when the Cubs win the World Series, and then I might actually go, Did I see the Alabama kid's ankle break? No. I did not get to see that. The Alabama game was one of those like, Alabama lost. I'll be damned. Because I can't even remember what I was watching. Hi, bitch. Solo show with me, so at least you'll be happy. I hate to say this, but I'm still a Penn State fan. And not because they're pedophiles or anything like that, but they got rid of Dent Chin. I didn't like the fucking coach that they brought in. I wasn't gonna like the coach that they brought in, but because he's not Paterno, it's kind of hard to have. He's dead. And I hate the university, but I still like the football team. So, yeah, because I'm not gonna be a Chokies fan. That's not happening. I don't like UVA. I definitely don't like any of the Carolina teams. I know there's a few of you from West Virginia, but sorry, I'm not a Mountaineer. I know I might look like one sometimes, but apparently here's the breaking of the leg or ankle. Owie. He just kind of steps on it and it goes... Yeah, I think that kid's done for a few weeks. Ooh, it turned to the left a little bit. Some nice breakage. He'll be able to plate that up and play in a couple of weeks with nice steroids. Oh, wait, they're illegal. Let me tell you what I want. I want a league of sports where steroids is allowed. Let's get these mutant motherfuckers up against each other. Let's fucking play some fucking baseball, football, fucking basketball hybrid where there's nothing but juiced up fucking big motherfuckers slamming into each other trying to score goals and shit. Like, throw some hockey in there. I don't know. Does anybody remember the trampoline basketball game, whatever the fuck that was called? Like, I want that back, but with roids. Because it's way more interesting than watching people get flagged for the word. And you go ahead and insert that word there, because I'm trying to be professional and cut back on my cussing. Hall says, Rorschach said, I hope he's been serious about his studies up until now. No, he'll be all right. If there's anything Jesse Matthews Jr. has taught us, is you can make it through school raping bitches. That awkward silence is for the fact that there's a large black Negro raping and killing women in our area. Shut up. This is not the Bob Levy show. I like Bob, but his dogs bark every 20 minutes. Mine barks because the retarded Pomeranian's next door. Oh, mommy's home. Don't you just want to run one of those over one day? Oh, there's dog shit over next to our vehicle. Awesome.
That's yours.
Wow, you're getting mail here already?
No, that's from her house.
Oh.
Oh
my god, damn, you ain't been here but like half a week. No, mommy's home. I'm talking to the dog.
What? I'll make a sandwich. You're getting stuff for Chinese art and antiques.
Chinese art and antiques. I get mail October 18th and 19th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Bethesda, 1 Bethesda Metro Center, Bethesda, Maryland. 20814 for the Chinese art and antiques free appraisals and cash buying events. Go to www.hheartfund.com.
And you're also getting these.
And I'm not getting shit for that live read, but fuck them. What is that?
Skull.
Skull's
sending you dip shit.
I need some dip shit. I want to be a skull man and
yeah,
go fucking hell.
Ding!
That's what I need. I need more things to make me redneck.
Yeah, no.
That's exactly what I need. I need a fucking can.
I got Nesquik shit.
I want the Nesquik. You're sent Nesquik coupons. I can use that. Fucking skull. What am I going to do with that? I'm not fucking put one of those cans in my back pocket. Might as well go ahead and start fucking sheep or something.
Oh, yay. I got a coupon.
Alright. Old lady is home. I need to take a break. So I'm going to take an early one. Well, it's early for this. Y'all listen to this new Slipknot, because I'm going to talk about that when we come back.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
You know the saying, sober as a judge?
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. This judge is never sober.
Dead babies. So yeah, for the people that are listening on download, because I'm probably gonna put this out. It's just me rambling, but whatever. During the first break, I played the brand new Slipknot, which I kind of feel bad for bands when shit leaks, but not at this level, because I like to know what I'm getting myself into before I fucking purchase something. Which I do still buy music here and there. But Slipknot's one of those where I saw them in 1999, 2000, at a fucking about as wide as a single wide venue. The stage was so small they couldn't even fit all nine members up there. But it was the early days, not when they tried to mean anything. They just played metal music and they were good. And then along came Iowa, and Iowa was okay. I dug that they progressed, and you know, they kind of, as far as like how Pantera went, it was their fucking Far Beyond Driven. You know, it's that album that you still listen to every other day. Not every other day, but you know, every once in a while. Minnie just farted, and I really wish I had it mic'd, but I'm not sure which microphone. Anyways, Vermillion or whatever that fucking third album, Subliminal Versus, it was the beginning of the downfall. I didn't particularly enjoy every track off of that one. A few that I thought were some fillers. That stinks, by the way. I can't tell if it's the food he's fixing, the food she's fixing, or the fart you just laid. I kind of didn't dig that album. All Hope Is Gone came out. I was kind of back on for that because they had some decent shit. And then this thing happens. Now, hipster Corey Taylor has been kind of transforming himself for the last probably 4 years. I guess when a member of the band dies, which, you know, it's a shame, but when it's the main writing person for most of the riffs and how structures of songs go, it's kind of hard, especially when you're trying to piece together an album, because the song that I played in break really doesn't encompass how shitty this album starts out. Here is how this album starts out. Ready? Alright, this is it. Here you go.
This song is not for the living. This song is for the dead.
Ooh, it's ominous. Ooh, little thingies. I'm thinking, all right, I'm good. Okay. All right, that kind of sounds cool. Wait for it. For it. It's coming eventually. They're coming around to it. You're not bored yet, are you?
With my face.
Alright, I'm gonna stop it right there. What? This is a Slipknot song. Can someone please explain to me what's going on? Because I don't get it.
I don't want to get back up, but I have to, so it might as well be today.
I don't want to get up, so I might as well have to. Something about it today. What? Are we sensing a pattern here? Do we see what's going on here?
I'm in no shape to be alone. Contrary to the shit that you might hear. So walk with me.
Alright, you know that feeling when you're watching tranny porn and you don't know it's tranny porn and the pants drop and the big dong just goes like that? What'd you do with her charger? I didn't touch her charger.
Is there a charger plugged in over there?
I have it, yes.
Yeah. That big... That part of the tranny porn. This is it, right here.
Walk with me. Don't let this symbolism kill you.
That's enough of that. White Ass Brent, Emo Mersh would love this album. Yes. What? Speak your mind.
Stupidity is only a couple feet away.
Me? You? You're pointing. I have nothing to do with it. I'm trying to do a radio show. But yeah, but I'm not trashing the entire album. Let me get that straight. There's some decent tracks on there. But there are some tracks on here that are fucking garbage. All right, here's another one. Again,
this one's entitled Goodbye.
This is Slipknot. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit so you can get to the gay part. Oh.
Help is on the way.
There it is.
Well, there's nothing else now. I have something to say.
This is Emo Mersh's fucking theme song.
Maybe we can all recognize moments of silence
from taking over Tampa.
Maybe we can finally agree on the same border.
Taking over Tampa. Take over Tampa. 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 Okay, that actually sounds like Slipknot. But then we go back to this gay emo shit. I don't know. I'm not a fan. White Ash Brent, this is the only time in my life I'll ever say this. Moby's worst album has to be better than this. I don't know. Like I said, the whole album isn't shit. They've got some alright songs on it, but there's a couple of those where I'm like, you know, I get that you have made a life decision to cut your hair and be as anti-metal as possible in your hipster ways of being hipster Corey. But did you have to drag Slipknot down? Why couldn't they have fired Corey and kept Joey? You know? Fucking bullshit. You know, you get a decent band like that, a couple people die from drugs or whatever. You kick out one of the better parts of the damn band. And then, you know, you shit over everybody else. And, well, yeah, they've got money. Bubba says they're rich. They've got money. That doesn't mean that they're still talented. Like, I think there's talent there. It's just, Maul's writing. Maul's writing out some, I think she wants me to sing some more Slipknot here. Well, there's nothing now. Someone stole my e-cig out of my tow car in Tampa. Maybe we can all recognize. And please send money to Tampa. That's a terrible merch voice, but I don't give a fuck. I'm a grown man who's e-begging on a Kickstarter. Nah, I like merch. Don't take this the hard way. This song made me think of you, buddy. I do. I like merch. You don't even know who merch is. It doesn't matter. But I heard this song and I thought of merch because it was just, you know, I think it needed to be redone. This take over Tampa. Chat even hates merch. Don't fucking... All right, again, I'm reading this, so don't fucking tell me to suck your dick because I'm not gay. But White Aspirant Maul, you forgot to say you'll never help anyone for begging for money on Post on Facebook before asking people to help a certain GoFundMe page. Look, I've had a GoFundMe page. It worked. It was work. It did pretty good. I actually kind of need to do another one because I need about $3,000. But I know it's not going to happen. So, I'm not even going to bother. Western Echo. I wish that Jedi chick would take me back in Tampa. All right. Hammy's the audio god. I need that song, Goodbye by Slipknot, stripped out, karaoke version. And we're going to make it the merch version. Merch needs a theme song for emo merch. I do hope he's successful. He certainly seems like it from reading his Facebook. I enjoyed... I wouldn't say enjoyed, but he's a thoroughly good follow on Twitter. His Facebook, not so much. But hey. White Ass Brent. Mersh mentioned me on his Killjoy album. I'll never hate him. Yeah. I've had my moments. I wouldn't say hate. That's a strong word. Nah. I'm good with everybody. I like everybody. Now you're eating a cake? No wonder my dog hates you. My dog fucking hates Bubba. My dog fucking hates Bubba. Bubba can move through the yard. Like, he can walk in the door, and she's like, red team go, red team go. I don't know who Joy is. I haven't been around that long. No one hates Mersh more than Mersh. Western Echo. No, I like him. He's all right. He's a funny dude. He doesn't like me very much, but that's okay, because, you know, we were shitheads once. We're not anymore. We're actually upstanding internet radio citizens, except we don't show up. We can fucking get a co-host to show up. That'd be amazing. This nigga's eating cake. I fucking, fucking pissing everybody off in the house. what do you want me to do? But yeah, Slipknot. What the fuck happened?
It's sad because I don't even like saying that.
It's just, it's when you've followed a band, like, all right, when Chimera broke up the first time, I was like, oh fuck, there it goes. That was one of the good bands. And then you get a band like Slipknot where you know they'll never break up. They'll just continually put out, like, people can die and it doesn't matter. Like, okay, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all right. There's like no surviving members, I don't think, anymore. OG members? I don't think there is. There might be one kicking around. I know the Grateful Dead have one still kicking around.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, a band like Slipknot, can you imagine they get to the point where it's just Corey left? Like, I'm getting off the train now. Like, this is strike two for me with them. Like, I've already given them strike one with Subliminal Verses because that was subliminal shit. All hope is gone was a little Redeemer, and then now this shit. We get Hipster Corey for four songs. We have Awesomeness Ruined by Shittiness. And yeah, I'm blaming it all on fucking Corey. Why? Because he's the fucking Great Big Mouth that fucked it up. Like, I don't want to hear you singing. This is why you have fucking Stone Sour. Go take your fucking silly bullshit over there. Well, we're Slipknot. We make this decision. Well, that's fine. I'm a listener. I fucking make my decision to go, you know what? I'd rather just steal your shit and not listen to it. Not give you any money. Not go see your show. Not fucking, like, all right. For a person like me, it takes me 3.5 hours to go anywhere. I got lucky a Mushroom Head was in town. This did not happen when I was growing up, dude. Like, there was no fucking, oh my God, Head PE's in town. That's not going to happen. Like, that place, the best we got was Seven Dust once. The rest of it was a bunch of fucking no-name country motherfuckers. And no one wants to go see that unless your name's Gary Cantrell. That's not a dig at you, Gary. I understand. I miss you. He likes country. He likes going to country shows. I couldn't do it. Can't do it. But I've been going to shows since I was like fucking 17, 16. And I mean, every kind of fucking music that you can think. I've seen Wu-Tang. Not the OG Wu-Tang, but I've seen Wu-Tang. What was that fucking... I've seen rap shit. Man of War. You ever seen Man of War? Go see Man of War if you ever get a chance, man. They have the largest speaker that is rated for public consumption, I guess is the best way I can explain that. Like, this fucking thing can do the brown note and make you shit your pants. It's that type of awesome. But I'm pretty eclectic with what I listen to. I know I come off as a redneck But I really do listen to a lot of different shit. But I don't think I'll be going and supporting Slipknot on this particular tour. And, yeah, I'll support you if you're decent. Mushroomhead. Mushroomhead's got a fantastic new album. I don't know if you guys have checked that out. The Righteous and the Butterfly. Oh, now I'm on a Mushroomhead trip. Yeah, see, I'm not getting into Mercer's, like, private life like that. I don't care. Well, not that I don't care, you know. I wish him more the pussy that he can get, but I heard an aw shit. What'd you do? Oh, you forgot about chicken nuggets? You burnt them motherfuckers? Oh, shit. I know it's all public knowledge, man, but I don't like to comment, you know, get up in people's shit. Especially when it comes to volatile people that will tell you to suck their dick. Who sucks? Oh, there's an argument going on now.
Dirty taquito that I ate that was like 6 hours old.
I have no idea what's going on.
I haven't touched a little white plate.
Oh, hell. Hold on. Here it comes.
Yeah, come here. I'm going to show you what...
She's telling her to get up. Oh, there's one smack to the head. There's violence. There's a plate on top of a plate. I'm just glad she's not yelling at me. Now she's waving her hand and pointing at things. Well, she's not psychotic. She's OCD, and you fuck something up. Someone fucked it up. Oh, shit. What didn't you do? You didn't take the cheese packet?
The empty cheese wrapper out of
the whole, not the cheese, but this individual, the whole thing that holds the cheese.
Huh. Okay, you didn't throw out a cheese wrapper. I mean, that is, you know, I don't know if that's shake your fist and point at, you know, going, bad dog. I don't know if it's that far into the fucking shit, but hey, you know, she's one of a kind. She's your sister, right?
Yes, she is.
We have sex.
I love
her. Good for you. I love doing this. Hey, I fuck your sister. It's just fun. I don't know why. Dude, you're knee deep in that fucking Facebook conversation. Heavy shit, dude. What are you doing? Are you doing something stupid?
No. I didn't do anything. She came to me.
As your lawyer, I'm advising you to put that phone down.
Also, I'm just letting you know, the guidelines are, if it is broken, if she breaches it, I'm no longer doing anything wrong as of right now.
Bullshit. We can still put you in jail for $2,500. And you have to pay it back.
No, it's not today. We're going to be $2,500.
No, darling.
White ass Brent. Old lady needs to teach that Nick how to make a perfect grilled cheese for JJ on show nights. Yeah, it'd be nice. I'm not getting no damn goddamn grilled cheese. Shit's not happening. I know I'm not getting a grilled cheese. I know better. Levy looks like he tried posing for a cartoon version of himself and his face froze that way. Levy looks like a basset hound, just always sad. I like Bob. Bob's a fun follow on Twitter because he'll fucking like deep dick somebody. And then, I don't know. I think him and Conti are hitting it off. I'm happy for them. You know, they got nice national coverage. Well, Boston and Baltimore. That's what matters.
I need autocorrect.
You need autocorrect? You need a lot of things.
Really?
Like a bath would help. Ooh.
That would never happen.
An ass whooping.
I ain't never got one of those.
Well, I can attest to.
Whoa.
Sibling rivalry ass kickings. Are they most certainly do count?
Create what you really become.
That's, oh.
In the fights that count.
In the fights that count? So I made you the ultimate fighter that you are.
If your older sibling beat you up, that doesn't matter.
Sure it does.
That just helps you go kick somebody else's ass.
But it's still, like, that was then, this is now. And you know she knows all of your weaknesses.
I might be old and I might be fat, but I can still beat your ass.
She's like, I don't care if you walking into an MMA fight in 2 days. You gonna make weight?
I'm cut. I'm right where I need to be.
This motherfucker's fight. Are we going?
Ruckus in the cage. Go ahead and check me out on YouTube now.
Are we going? We're talking to the mic, dummy. I've given him a microphone. He just doesn't know how to use it.
Go ahead and go check it out. You can see me on the fight card at www.ruckusinthecage.com. I'm fighting at the Roanoke Civic Center October 11th. It's a Saturday night. Kimbo Slice will be appearing live.
Kimbo Slice.
It will be my second bout. I'm 1-0. You can find my original first fight on YouTube at Steven Robbins versus Lewis Chesnowski. I can give JJ a spelling check on that if he wants to type it in the chat room for all you guys. Check it out. It's pretty badass. I beat the shit out of this guy. But it's a lot of fun and I enjoy it. It's probably the best high I've ever
had. You're
going
to get to hit somebody in the face soon.
That's pretty good fucking dope, but this is the best one ever.
There. I'll put this in the motherfucking...
Put the fight.
There. Here you go.
Actual fight, not everybody on the...
Here you go. Damn it.
Yeah, this is actually a professional fight.
There you go. Click on that. He's somewhere down there.
And then go to YouTube. Can you put a YouTube link up?
Yeah, you're looking for Steven Robbins and Brian Dawson. 1-0 versus a 2-3.
Fucking, he's a loser.
He's a team hive.
They're a joke, I've heard. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
They can't fight.
Just go in there and kick him in the balls. That's all you have to do.
Can I get some headphones for this?
You want to listen to music? Wow.
Just
such great help.
To listen to a song.
You have to listen to a song. What song?
It's a song that I'm not, I don't want to listen to.
I want to play a song.
I'm going to crack on it.
No.
I just want to tell you what it is.
What song is it?
I don't even know. I've never
heard no, it. No, you know.
No, I've never heard it.
Really. I got a song.
No, she posted it.
I got a song. Do you want to hear it?
No.
No? I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
I have to find it first. You're not gonna like me very much. God damn it, my computer's slow. Bubba is a musician.
Don't play that song.
Oh shit, I'm caught. Bubba is a musician. Don't play that song. Why?
It's sappy bullshit. Yeah, it is.
It's sappy bullshit.
No, don't play that song.
Oh, he's telling me no. I can't listen.
You can't play it.
Why can't I play it? I made it.
Play that song. Play that song. He's a bitch. Play that song.
Are you going to defend me?
Don't fucking play that song.
I got to find it first.
You're not going to find it. Don't play it.
Oh, it's here.
Well, don't play it.
It might be in the Dropbox.
It's
It's.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do
what? Why?
You can. I mean, you can.
I can because I made it.
I
and I think it's a. I think it's a good indication.
Don't play it.
Don't play it.
You got me. Already. You win.
Don't. Oh, I win. You're tapping.
Don't play that song.
You're tapping.
Yeah.
Don't play that song. Why? It's beyond humiliation? Oh, now I have to play it.
No, don't play it.
Don't. Have you heard it?
No, but I know it's him. And I know he doesn't want you to pay for a reason.
Don't play it.
I can't find it. Oh, it should be here somewhere. This is killing me.
Don't play it.
Don't play it. I want to see now that you're telling me don't play it, I want to play it more. I'm busy looking for something.
Don't play this. Man, please. I'm begging you.
I don't even remember what it was called. I'm not touching his asshole.
Don't play the song.
Don't play the
song. Yeah, I see. You need to keep all this shit piled.
I don't know where it's at.
I know. I understand.
It ends up on the coffee table, and it disappears in Amy's shit.
Yeah.
Headphones over there.
She does. Her shit.
I can't.
Pink pair on the table. Up in
the apple. I love how there's like 15 things going on. I wish I was an organized person so I can play this song. Chat room, should I play this song?
No.
Western Echo, play anything. I need emo merch song out of my head. White Ash Brent, they are on 6 a.m. stations now, not just Boston and D.C. anymore. Plus, County and Kenny are now on those stations Saturday nights at 1 a.m. Go to www.revboblevy.com to listen. That's right. I just plugged outside of my like radio. Sue me. I'm plugging shows that were here because I don't stop supporting them unless they're fucking Canadian. God, this is killing me because I know this song is awesome sauce. But it's like kind of hard to find. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Here, how about I play this instead?
Listen, the only dragon I acknowledge is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
What about Ultimo?
Oh, and Ultimo Dragon.
Come on now. Know you're wrestling.
And Super Dragon.
Yeah.
And the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson.
What about Falcor?
Of course Falcor.
Come on, man. All right. Godzilla.
Now we're going back to the...
Well, Godzilla's not a dragon. He's a dinosaur.
Shut up. He's a dragon.
You're a dragon.
Let's go back to the... This bit is a dragon, so let's go back to the audio.
Segways. So how are you doing? I can't find this damn song. I'll have this song for a different night. I will find it before the next show.
It'll still be embarrassing.
Yeah, it'll be... just as good because there'll be more people here and we can all point and laugh. It'll be great. I love humiliation. It's fine. Is that good, honey? Looks good. You want a microphone? You want to help me out here? That's fine. Other shows do it too. Eat and talk.
Well, you want to help me?
What are you doing, Zoe? Huh? Where's Fag Boy? Which one? Because, I mean, both of them are debatable.
One's fucking my sister, so
no. One is fucking your sister, but he still would fuck a tranny. I have audio. White Ass Brent, JJ didn't have the guts to play some Katy Perry after hyping up the song he was talking about. What song again? I'll make a karaoke version right now if I can find the song. Brand new Slipknot song called Goodbye. And it needs emo merch lyrics written, and someone needs to do it in a merch voice. If we can get Footer to do this, like, that would be great. Because he just, you know, I mean, kind of sounds like merch. So, you know, just someone write up some emo merch lyrics for the song. And we'll get this fucking viral. Everybody will know who Mersh is, and he'll take over Tampa. That's all he wants to do. Maul, well, Judge did take a long pause after you asked him if he found men attractive. And that's not just one time. I'm trying to think. Ebola. What do you think of Ebola? Huh? Yeah? What's your thoughts?
Africa.
Africa? Nah, because the motherfucker died in Dallas today. So, America problem. And it's been found in Los Angeles. It has been found in the Dallas area. It is in Virginia area. It's definitely in Atlanta because that's where the CDC is. White ass Brent. Hammy can't even strip out the center channel of a polka song to make a karaoke version of it. I don't know. I think he can. Can you explain to me? Let's have this discussion. Why do you watch the same 15 movies over and over and over?
Because I enjoy them.
Which one? You enjoy them. Do you realize that I've seen this particular movie 7 times in the last 3 months? Because you watch the same shit over and over and over and over and over. Well, I'm smelling a break. Yay. We'll be back after these messages.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
I got pain. It's all I heard. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48. At checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Real quick, Marianne in the chat room was like, do I know you, Mudflaps? Never thought I'd ever ask a question like that. No, that's me.
She must have been standing naked over a mirror on the floor. Better sing. Better sing. Do I know you, Mudflaps? My gyno does. Open up. Here comes the tongues. Here comes the old vagina salad tongues. Come on, I see a crouton in there.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Debra.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news, so fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon, like backpacks and pressure cookers. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a drunk Russian. Click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to 360 on 420. Now change your username. It's right there on your right, stupid.
Listen to 360 on 420 Sunday Eastern only on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome to the JJ Show. Just me talking to myself. All right. I don't care what you say. I still do better than most.
Just saying.
Not being fucking, you know, all braggy and shit, but, you know, we're good. I'm good. I don't know about the other ones that have shitty attendance records, play on phones, and eat food while they watch movies. What? She looks over at me and goes, what? White ass Brent, when M killed the WhatsApp group, I was pretty much dead with pneumonia. I didn't know. Since then, I've had the hardest time to get back involved in anything social. I was close to deleting everything online that was White ass Brent and disappearing, including being a lame producer for CNK, Conti and Kenny. Hammy says I'm right about there. Strongly consider deleting all Twitter and Facebook accounts. Let me tell you what. If I'd have got the job that I got the other day, they'd all be gone. Well, none of y'all want to get Elo? You want to get Elo? Do you even know what Elo is? No? Phone? Nothing? Peanut gallery? Mom says maybe just try limiting yourself to one. I hate Facebook because it's just all drama. I like Twitter, YouTube, and Vimeo because it's no drama, just cool content. No, there's drama on YouTube. There's drama on Vimeo because those fuckers will get, they'll get to arguing and shit. I think Facebook's the devil. Facebook starts a lot of shit that it doesn't need to. Like, I know that when I was in my interview processes, they've probably looked at my Facebook, and it's not a very active place. I really do a lot with it. I have one. I don't really do shit with it. White Ash Brent says, I'm having a really hard time getting back into Twitter. Every time I sign in, I'm so far behind everything said from people I follow there. See, here's... Let me explain to you Twitter with 1,000 followers or whatever you've got. Don't try and read the shit. Like, seriously, there's no... Like, okay, I get up in the morning, I check Twitter... I check Facebook, mainly to see if what people are talking about. It's kind of like a large chat room to me. People just babble on in 140 characters, and they try and push their podcast on me, and I try and push my pod internet radio station thing on them. Everybody's trying to hawk something. But there's no point trying to keep up with it, or who's fighting who. That's the other thing. Like, I know about the giant wars and shit, but as far as who's arguing with who, I'd rather not. Like, even the one that I had, I wouldn't even call it a Twitter fight. That was just some dumb person just being stupid. I was just like, glad you're dumb. Leave me alone. But, yeah, don't, Don't try and fucking keep up with shit. You know, you'd be like, ooh, that guy. And then you go look through their actual timeline. Or, hey, I remember that person. I kind of like reading what they did. But other than that, man, it's just a giant streaming chat room to me. And it works. Of course, then you could get sucked into Facebook Messenger. That thing's the devil. And then there's Diggies. Oh, I besmirched the name of Diggies, and she farts. What do you think about Diggies, honey? Pick up the microphone. Tell me about Diggies. What is Diggies? Here. What's Diggies?
I don't want to talk to you.
You don't want
to
talk to me?
I talk to you off mic all the time. Why do I have to talk to you on mic? This is retarded.
Because
I know you're
trying
to entertain people because you're bored and all your little friends aren't here to play with you, but that's not my fault.
But this is you, you know.
Being annoyed with this, even more of a reason why I tell you it's shit.
Well, that's fine. You could think it's shit. That's totally acceptable. Because on some levels it probably is. But it's still something to do, and I like to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Well, good for you. I'm going to find something to annoy you.
You already do.
What's that?
Your breath. It's kind of annoying. I kind of like it.
Go suck a dick.
I don't want to suck a dick. I'd rather eat your vagina. Thoughts?
No.
Bleeding?
No. Shut up! I'm going to ignore you.
You're going to ignore me? Just keep talking to the microphone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just keep doing that every once in a while. So you like dick there?
Shut up.
This segment has been brought to you by domestic violence. That's right. Domestic violence.
There's no domestic violence.
You are a violent individual. Hey, spoiler alert.
What?
He fucking sells all his baseball cards, becomes a millionaire, and then fucking lets his dad up into a fucking house.
I know. I still like the movie. I don't give a shit. I've seen it like 12 times, but who cares?
I kind of care because, you know, it's a shitty movie with Alicia Silverstone.
I can watch movies over and over again. And your opinion on movies is like nothing.
Bullshit.
Your opinion sucks.
That movie that we watched last night, The Sacrament, that was pretty good.
That was your opinion of the movie.
What did you
think? I never said anything about it. I didn't even watch the whole fucking thing. I quit watching it because I was like, okay.
Oh, there's dead children.
Pretty much.
They're drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I didn't want any part of that.
I like how White Ice Brent said this. Hammy, you should get back in the wrestling chat. The Canadian fag left and now Hooter joined. I imagine that's fun. Hooter's an interesting individual. I would like to see Ruthless Radio do something other than upload Davin's Den. If we can get on that, that'd be great. Just sometime soon. Maul says the only drama I get involved with on Twitter is having to apologize sometimes for some of the shit I've posted in chat. I've never had to, I don't think I've ever asked for an apology from you. They're talking about WhatsApp. Fuck WhatsApp. Hey.
Huh?
I have a question.
Speak.
When you fart, can you feel it?
What kind of question is that? You're fatter than me, so when you fart, do you feel it?
Well, like, okay, like, all right, when my butt cheeks flap together, I can feel, like, the rhythmic slapping.
That's because you have no ass, and what little bit of ass you do have barely touches each other.
That's why I'm interested in your take on this, because you do have an ass. And I'm just wondering if it's a firmness thing, or if you really do get more...
No.
No?
No. I fart just like everybody else, just because I have a big butt don't mean nothing.
What are your thoughts on dog farts?
I don't want to know nothing about the dog farting.
Your topic
of discussion sucks. Pick something else.
Pick something else. When was the last time that you saw a movie that you haven't seen? Would you like me to cut this off?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Nope, that's your choice.
It's my choice.
Yep.
Yeah? Nothing?
Hmm?
No comment?
I'm not paying attention. I got involved into the movie.
You're in the movie?
Yep.
What do you think of Zoe farting on your head?
Yeah, another dog's not gonna fart on my head. You know it's bad when you have resulted to this to actually entertain your fucking listeners.
I've always resulted
to the retarded conversations between you and I in home life. They're probably bored as shit.
Honestly, I think that would make a terrific podcast, me and you.
No.
You won't do it.
No, it won't be a terrific podcast. Whatever. It won't be a terrific podcast. Trific? Shut up.
Terrific? See, this is why it would be great. Terrific.
No. Point being, it wouldn't be because of the fact of the matter.
What's the fact of the matter?
I don't want to stay up half the night doing this
shit. Well, the good thing is we could record that like during the day when you're not bitchy.
Yeah. Usually you're going to interfere with nap time then.
Yeah. You want to talk about that? Let's fucking talk about that.
What about it?
No. All right. I get up this morning. I take a shit. I go back to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the old lady comes back after putting the child on the bus and lays down. And then all of a sudden gets on the phone and starts yakking.
I can't help it.
You yak.
My dad called. I talked to him for like 10 minutes. He asked questions, and I was trying to hurry up and get him off the phone.
But I was sitting there for like 5 minutes, like, I could take this. I could sleep through it. And then finally
You rolled over to me. That's not my fault.
You started getting louder, and then I had already heard the story 6 times already, so I didn't want to hear it no more. Then I had to get up.
Get up and stomp out the room like a grumpy little fat man.
Yeah. I slammed a door. I was mad. White Ass Brand, JJ, make a Google voice number and join WhatsApp so no one has your fag number. You're afraid one person might call. No, has nothing to do with that. I don't have a working phone number. I mean, I do, but...
You're not calling my house phone number.
Yeah, you're not getting a house phone number. Not because I'm scared or anything.
Because I do not want people randomly calling in the middle of the night because they're
bored. I get enough random phone calls on a daily basis.
Is Shaniqua. I'm calling about your timeshare.
Yeah, yesterday was Shaniqua about a timeshare and fucking some other dumb nig asking me if I was a pawn shop. Is this the jewelry and pawn shop?
Yeah, bring your shit here so I can take it.
I got a diamond. Can you give me some money?
Nope, but I can sure as hell take it from you.
I'll take a diamond off of you. Then I'll fucking kick you off my property. Shit in your mama's mouth. This is the pawn shop. I need to get my smoke on. Man, my black granny is strong.
You don't have a black granny.
What you talking about, honey?
Yeah, no.
Hey, can I lick your vagina, sugar? So here's the great thing about a voice.
You're still annoying no matter what.
Voices, but if you can have entire conversations like Porky the Pig singing fucking Frank Sinatra. Nothing. Yeah, it's a tough room. Yes, they forced everyone to get to Google Plus. I still don't use it. It's there, but whatever. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to break that news, but you know, I'm happy with that news. I'll say this. I knew it. Motherfuckers can't quit this shit. Well, you could, because you could watch the same movie 20 times in a row.
What?
I was talking about I could look at your vagina 20 days in a row.
Yeah, no.
You know what, folks? I think I'm done. I've got about 2 hours audio, so that's a decent upload.
What?
I said I have an upload.
I have something to put up
so that they can't be like, hey, you haven't done a show in a while.
We're going to kick you off the network.
Yeah, you're giving him this shit right now.
Wow. Wow.
He's bored. Plus, he's praying I don't come over there and read his shit.
I don't want to read his shit. Do you want to get high? No? I want to get high.
I'm going to eat some cake.
I want some cake, too. Fix me a piece of cake.
No, you've been here all day. Your fucking ass can't get up long enough to meet you a goddamn piece of cake.
Well, sorry, it was an early night. I started early. I don't know if we'll be back Sunday. I'd like to say yes, but I don't know what everyone's schedule is. You know, it's kind of hard. I did this show tonight just to be like, hey, hey, I did one. Yeah.
Go me.
Thanks for hanging out. Go to morelikeradio.org and get all your other downloads of the other shows. I want to thank Hammy for the kick-ass hard drive and Bitch for the help. Two amazing people in the week that come out of the woodwork to help when you're down. I'll keep everyone updated on the job situation and what's going to happen if I get it, because I don't know what my schedule is going to be. So let me get a look at the schedules, how shit will go, and there might be a day change. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a day change. I don't know. I haven't worked it out yet. I know that I love Wednesday nights. I really do. But it's just hard to get everyone else hyped up. These motherfuckers don't show up.
It's not my fault.
They get a girlfriend and disappear. Ooh, there's your spoiler alert for your fucking cliffhanger.
I don't think he has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I believe it when I see it. Then again, he probably doesn't want to bring us around us because we have no class.
We're going to leave it on that, folks. I won't even say who. You know who. We'll see you sometime soon. Morgan Freeman telling you titty sprinkles. Fuck your mother. From the bomb.